It's time for Backyard Almanac this week. Filling in for Larry Weber is Judy Gibbs. Judy, how's it going?
It's going, but you can't really fill in for Larry Weber.
Well, you can fill in for Larry Weber. Maybe there's no replacing Larry Weber. I heard there's no one-to-one ratio for Larry Weber, but no, you're going to fill in for Larry Weber today. And so we're meteorologically coming up on summer. Meteorologically, it already is summer.
It is summer, I believe.
Astronomically, we're coming up on summer.
Right.
Okay.
21st.
So this is almost like this like middle kind of stage of like, yeah, it's still spring, but yeah, it's also kind of summer. For you, is it summer?
It's going to be. It's not as hot as I think of in summer, but yeah, the days are so long and everything is just, we've had enough water, everything's just popping and blooming and our ditches are full of those nasty lupins that are invading everything. I can remember in our ditches, we used to have our native lady slipper, our state flower, and you never see them there anymore because they're just getting so crowded. But I had something really fun happen in our yard. It's actually been a couple of year process. 2 years ago, we had a groundhog come in under our shed.
Really?
And I got really worried because I was just like, I keep hearing how they can just decimate gardens. And I really wanted our gardens. We invited some friends over who have some terriers. I don't remember what kind. Little dogs, you know, that like to go underground and root around.
Kind of a burrowing nature to them.
Yeah. And so they're show dogs. And they thought, well, why don't we bring them over and we'll let them root out your groundhog. So we let them loose in the yard, which is fenced in, and they disappeared under the shed. We've never seen the groundhog since, so maybe they dispatched it. Who knows? But then, this year, I saw the cutest little gray fox kit underneath our shed. And then I started realizing the adult, probably it was the female. From what I understand, the males stick around to help feed the babies. I've seen two different kits. I don't know if that means there's two or one that I've seen twice. But the female, I happen to have my grandkids around, and I saw it in the backyard, and I was like, come on, kids. And then we saw it go around the corner of the house. We went into another room to look out the window and watch it. And then it moved again, and we went to another room. And then we were sitting on the steps in front of the house, and the fox came within 5 feet of us. It was the coolest thing ever. Oh, my gosh.
This time of year, I feel like people are getting close to animals. It's a really easy thing to do, not intentionally, but just like, I don't know, I've found myself walking through the woods and realizing that I'm...
Something's
like,
watching you.
Yeah, maybe 15, 20 feet away from a fawn that's hiding. Yeah. It's like, whoa, whoa, okay, okay. That, where's mom? And then you look and mom's right there kind of keeping an eye on you. That's been happening to me quite frequently.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I've seen, I think... at least two, maybe three fawns, again, kind of like huddled up in different places.
Yeah, this is the time. They're dropping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And I guess moms just drop them and go off to feed or whatever, and they're supposed to just blend in. And that's probably why you don't see them until the last possible minute. And that's it's a bizarre thing. I've seen gray foxes before. The books tell you that they're smaller than the red fox, but I don't believe that. This one is for sure is bigger. And gray foxes have retractable claws, so they can climb trees like cats. Hmm. They're so cool. And the book that I brought in says they like to inhabit old groundhog burrows. They don't dig their own burrows.
That doesn't hit it right on the head, huh?
It's really cool. Anyhow, that's been my big excitement, and I keep seeing it, and I've asked all the neighbors, and they've all seen it.
So signs of spring are basically the old groundhog burrow being used and seeing the gray fox, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you come in, it's always fun to hear what the kids are noticing, the grandkids are noticing. Anything in particular that it's been like, wait, how come those aren't blooming yet? Or any comments from the grandkids?
Well, a big observation of my grandson was he's riding his bike now. That happened last week.
And if that doesn't open up the world, because I don't know, I ride my bike all the time and it's just wonderful to head out your front door and then see where you go. And you can see so many things on a bike that you can't see in a car.
Right.
You're able to stop. I feel like we've talked about this before, but it's definitely one of the joys of my life is being able to head out to a not so far away dirt road and see some nature.
And where I live is one of those, you live a little closer to the downtown area. I live kind of on the edge. And there's so many edges in Duluth. We have so much green space. I don't know what the right term is. Green space doesn't really...
It's access to wilderness, I think. We're really close. We might be a metropolitan area, but yeah, you get out to the fringes and there's not a lot of suburb, I think is maybe one way to look at it. We've got these neighborhoods that are right on the edge of when things start to get a little bit wild.
Right. And I think that's why this Gray Fox can be undermined, because two blocks away, we've got 20 miles of trails in the woods. The fawns you're seeing, of course, deer are really adapted to living with humans, but we have these amazing places where these critters can hang out and thrive. But back to your biking, one time I ran into you and you said your backpack was full of books and you were heading off to deposit some of your already read and loved books in many little free libraries.
That's right, I was. That was the purpose of that bike ride. I put all these books in my backpack and I was like, I'm dropping off no more than two at each library, you know, those little libraries that you come to, and I'm going to keep biking until I'm out of books and then I'll go home. And it turned into just like a wonderful ride and a good purpose for the ride,
right,
too.
Right.
And also, I didn't know how long, it could have been a 30-mile bike ride because I didn't know when I was going to stumble upon another little free library. So it ended up being quite the adventure. That was a fun day.
And those little libraries are such a gift here in Duluth. My grandkids and I will go around our neighborhood. There's at least six within several blocks, and it's fun to go find a new treasure to bring home.
Well, a little off of the nature scope that Larry usually focuses on, but all the same valuable to talk about biking and books as well, Judy.
Well, yeah, because Larry and I did this great book. It's really fun. I've been hearing a lot of my friends say that they have these books and how they become their little diaries, and every year they write in them, they follow them day by day, week by week. We talk about June 19th, the wild irises are blooming, and so are the irises in my yard. I have not seen a Luna moth in quite some time, but when I used to go to camp every June, I would arrive about the same weekend at camp, and in our book, it's June 18th, and on the screen doors would be these huge, they're 4 or 5 inches tall, these light green, beautiful moths. Luna moths? I have no idea why they'd be on that particular screen door every single time I would arrive at camp in the summer.
You can kind of set your clock to nature sometimes.
Yeah, and I'm almost kind of sad that June is coming and going so fast because so much has happened in May and now in early June. We've got June in Duluth is just beautiful and it smells sweet. We got lilacs and cherries and the plums. Everything is blooming all at once, all these trees. And it's just lovely to walk around and you get really fully immersed in it with the smells and the sights. And it's pretty special.
Something to look forward to with the last few weeks of June we got left here. Judy, thanks so much. I appreciate you coming in for this.
Sure.
Judy Gibbs filling in for Larry Weber for this week's Backyard Almanac.